Sugya of Karav LeYishmiel HaOznoi, and Daf Tes Vav. We're not going to be going to the Cheshbonos and the Sugya back and forth, just a little bit more the background. What's the inyan of to be Mashmiel LaOznov? And Vazgei the Machlekes of Yisrael Yehuda and the Nafka Mina. The Mishnah says, HaKuris HaShmav LeYishmiel HaOznoi Yotso. Rebbe Yisi Yomer Lo Yotso. The Mishnah only brings down two shittos, whether or not there's a din of Yishmiel HaOznov. The Tanakama, which is Mavur, is Rabbi Yehuda, says Karav LeYishmiel HaOznov is Yotso. Not clear if it's Lechatchila B'Dieved. Rabbi Yehuda Yomer Lo Yotso. Afilu B'Dieved, you're not Yotso. In the Gemara, it's Mavur that there's three shittas. There's the shittas Rabbi Yehuda who darshins from Shema of Hashma LaOzma Chomash Atamuiti Mipicho, that there's a din that's Ma'akiv B'Negeh to Kriyashma. Shmiya Soizin is Ma'akiv B'Negeh to Kriyashma. And therefore, Karav LeYishmiel HaOznov is not Yotso afilu b'diyaved. The second shita is Rabbi Yehuda, who the Maskanas HaGemara holds, the Gemara says, could even be that he holds like his Rebbe, like Velezim and Azario, that lechatchila there's an inin to be Mashmiel HaOznoi, as we darshan from Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echod. L'chur, it's also the lashon of Shema, of Hashmo HaSoizin. And that's a din dafka lechatchila. However, b'diyaved, you're Yotso even lo Yishmiel HaOznoi. And the third shita is shita's Reb Meir that holds that if he lechatchila he doesn't have to be mashmi l'oznoi, as it says Amar l'Reb Meir Hare Oimer Sharnichi Mitzavcha Yoim Al Lavavecha Acher Kavonas Alev Hein Hein Advarim. That Reb Meir holds that no, there's no din of Shema if it says Al Lavavecha. I say that the din of Shema is even tolin kavonas genuk, kavonas enough, and you don't need Hashmo Zayin, and therefore even lechatchila you don't need Hashmo Zayin. Agav. Interesting, I don't know if it's a question, it's a shayla, it's a ha'ara. Reb Meir's shita is that on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis we saw Tanur Avanan Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad Ad Kan Tzarech Kavanas Halev. Same lashon Kavanas Halev, Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir's shita is that Kavanas Halev you only need for the first pasuk. The mashmoris, a little bit of this gemara, is that the entire Shema is telling Kavanas Halev. Acher kavanas halev hein en advarim. What does it mean, acher kavanas halev? You only need kavana for the first pasuk. For the rest of Shema, you don't need kavanas halev. What does it mean, acher kavanas halev hein en advarim? Maybe it's only referring to the first pasuk. Not exactly clear, l'chero. I was thinking, Ula, you could say, al derech l'vison Rebbeinu Yoino, that if you're saying it bekorl, if you're saying Shema loud, then in chanami, the only pasuk that needs kavana is the first pasuk. The rest of it doesn't need kavana, because l'chol pasuk you have a dibur. But if you don't even have a dibur, so you mamish have nothing, you don't have a maisa, you don't have a dibur, you don't have anything, then in the chanami you're talking in machshava. Then machshava is talking going to be ma'akiv. The kavana is going to be ma'akiv, even for the entire thing. Even though Reb Meir generally holds, all you need is kavana for the first pasuk, in a case where you don't have a richtige dibur, then you need a kavana for the rest of Shema also. Ulai. But those are the three shitas in the Gemara. Reb Yosi that holds that it's ma'akiv afilu b'diyaved, Reb Yehuda holds that lechatchila you need it, and Reb Meir that holds a filu chatchila you don't need. La loch lemaitz the Gemara paskin zanom and beis like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's a din lechatchila. However, b'di'eved you yotso even without it. Now the maskanas haGemara, the Gemara says, hashadas es lahachi a filu teim Rabbi Yehuda, kerabi svirle leikasher Reb Meir Rabbi Yehuda. The maskanas haGemara is that not only b'negiat to Shema does Rabbi Yehuda hold that lechatchila you need to be mashmila aznoi. Also, when you get to Berach Zamazin, Rashi points out, Truma, Berach Zamazin, that which it says that Chirish, Shem, Medaber, Ve'enu, Shemea, shouldn't be term Lechatchila. The reason is, like Rabbi Yehuda holds, because Lechatchila, you cannot be term if you're not going to be able to make a bracha, if you're not going to be Mashmiel Aznai. But the Evan, Echrami, Yotso. But Lechatchila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even by Truma, by Berach Zamazin, Le'ivarach, Beliba, even Berach Yotso, the din is also, when you get to Berach Zamazin, that Lechatchila, one should be Mashmiel HaOznoi. However, b'diyaved he's Yotso even if he was not Mashmiel HaOznoi. And the shaila is, al derech Tosis and the Rishonim asked b'negiat to Reb Yosi, where l'chora are only makar that a person has to be Mashmiel HaOznoi is only b'negiat to Shema. Where do we see b'negiat to all the rest of the mitzvahs as the inyan to be Mashmiel HaOznoi? If you understand, Tosis answered b'negiat to Reb Yosi that if he held that afilu b'diyaved it's ma'akiv b'negiat to Shema, smid rabbanan there were goyim there everywhere. However, according to Reb Yosi, that it's only a din lechatchila that it says specifically b'negiat to Shema. So vos epis that Reb Yehuda holds that by shar mitzvahs there's a inyan to be mashmiel HaOznoi. L'chora by shar mitzvahs we could have said that there is no inyan. It's only a din lechatchila of the chumra of Shema to be mashmila oznei that we learned darshan and Shema. And by Yishar Mitzvah, Senechanami, there's no chiyuv. So the truth is, I would have said that that's maybe pshat on the Rif. The Rif brings down that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and then he brings down the din of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says the whole machlekes between Rav Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda is only benegiat to Kriya Shema. But Bishar Mitzvah, everybody agrees, even Lo Yeshmi La Oznoi, you're Yoyta. Frektor Benu Yoyno, why did he bring down Rav Yosef? That's only if you pass like Rav Yosef, then you have to tell me that benegiat Bishar Mitzvah is not benegiat. However, if you pass like Rabbi Yehuda, then the halacha is that Bishar, that you don't need. It's pasha, even by Shema you yitze by Lo Yeshmi La Oznoi. Why do you have to bring down that Rav Yosef says that everybody holds that even by Shar Mitzvah you yitze if Lo Yeshmi La Oznoi? It's not a chiddush according to Halacha Lamaisa. Halacha Lamaisa we pass on Rav Yehuda, and according to Rav Yehuda, even by Shema you yitze if Lo Yeshmi La Oznoi. Kol Shkein Shar Mitzvah. The only mekor is from Shema. If by Shema you yitze b'diavad, certainly by Shar Mitzvah. Why do you bring down Rav Yosef? As if Rektor Beinu Yaino. You could have said that he's bringing down Rav Yosef to tell you that. Even that the nafkamina is even according to Rabbi Yehuda, not just according to Rabbi Yosi that holds b'di eved you're not yaitz in Shema is maskim that in Shar Mitzvah you yaitz. Rabbi Yehuda that holds the chatchila you need in Shema, but b'di eved you yaitz in Shar Mitzvah he holds even the chatchila you don't need. That's where he brought in Rabbi Yosef that there's a chiddush even according to Rabbi Yehuda that even by Shar Mitzvah even the chatchila you don't need mashmila oznai. However, Rabbi Yehuda did not understand that way, and lalocha it's not brought down that way. Lalocha the mechaber paskins. When you get to Berachas HaMazim, you get to Shar Brachis, the Lechatchila, a person has to be Mashmiya La'oznav, even Shar Brachis. And the question is, Farvot, where is the Makor for such a halacha that even by Shar Mitzvahs and Shar Brachis, the person has to be Mashmiya La'oznav? What's the Indian Bechlal? Lechor, you could say it's a Din Rabbanan. The question is, why would the Rabbanan be Masakin such a thing? Why would the Rabbanan be Masakin to be Mashmiya La'oznav? What's the Milo of being Mashmiya La'oznav that the Rabbanan would be Masakin by Shar Mitzvahs? The truth is that many of the Olam asked me this question at the beginning of the Gemara. Many of the Bnei Chabura asked at the beginning of the Gemara thought that maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a din by Shema, HaKuris HaShema V'Leishmila Aznoi, Yotzel. That's maybe not Lechatchil, it's only B'diyevin. That's what the Gemara thought. Rabbi Yehuda holds Lechatchil Yafim V'Leishmila Aznoi, and B'diyevin Yoyetze. Frekta the whole Olam. The lechera, where's the makar for Yehuda? The after Mashmi Laznai. If it's only a din lechatchila, not a din b'diavad, and he darshan Shema to tell me bechol lashon to Shemea, so then where does he have makar bechol yafim Mashmi Laznai? As if fact elam elamite muzmin zogin that it's a din rabbanan in a chanami. There's no makar. There's a din rabbanan. Lechera is not going to say since Rabbi Yosi darshan the pasuk, so therefore I'm going to make a din rabbanan. But Kinyur, there's a din rabbanan. The shaila is farvot. Why were the rabbanan masakin to be mashmila oznav? What's the milo of being mashmila oznav? Lachura, the pashtus is that any time that you say it, then so long as you say it, then even if you're not mashmila oznav, that's already considered a dibur. Dainu, if you would understand that the nidin of our sugya is the nidin of hearer belief, right? When it says lo yashmila oznav, it means can you be mahar kriya shma beliboy? Then you could understand why there would be a din derabanan of you shouldn't be samech on the hira aleif, be mashmil oznai. Just like we find when you get to other mitzvahs, for example, bittul of chametz on Pesach. Chazal didn't want to be samech on a dvarim shebeliv, bittul of chametz. They said, do a beer chametz, do bedika and a beer chametz. Don't, farlazach, don't rely on your bittul belief. We can never really rely on a person's leif. It's always better to do a ma'isa if you can do a ma'isa. Then we can understand if the handorai over here is, can you be Mahar Baliboy or not be Mahar Baliboy? And Yehuda says you are Yoitzi even if you're Mahar Baliboy, then we can say, but Lechatchila, you should say it out because you shouldn't rely on the Kavanah Balev without saying it out. But it's Mavur in the Rishonim that our Sugya has nothing to do with the Sugya of Hiru Kedibur or not. That's what it seems like in the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yerino, Rashi over here also. The Rosh and Rabbeinu speak it out Lehedya in the third parak. They say there's a Machlokes between Chizda, Ravina and Chizda, whether or not Hiru is Kedibur Dami. How come they don't bring down our Sugya? There's a whole sugi over here. Say the Rishonim that it's no shaykhis. Our sugi is handling when you spoke it out, but you weren't mashmi laznav. In other words, you said the words. You just said them very quietly, so you weren't able to mashmi laznav. Not talking about her and bachal. It's got a shayla, the Rishonim have to deal with over there. So where does Ravina come from to say that here is kedibur dami? Lachur in our sugi, the whole handorai is, do you have to be mashmi laznav or not be mashmi laznav? But there's no tzad that here is kedibur dami. That wasn't even a tzad b'chlal. How could there's that's we have a machlekes tanaim here whether or not you have to meshmila aznav or not meshmila aznav. The man that holds you don't have to meshmila aznav. You for sure have to say it. You just don't have to meshmila aznav. So what's the tzad that here is kedibur? No one held that way. You for sure have to meshmila aznav. Ayn Shem, Mirza Shem will get to it in the third parak. They answer that up. But they am don kapshutay that our sugya is not the same sugya as that sugya. That's the sugya of hira kedibur. Our sugya is a sugya. You're not being mahar. You're actually saying it out. You're just not being meshmila aznav. That's why Rashi learns by Birchas Hamazon, it says Lo Yivarech Belibay. Rashi says Shelo Yishmi La Aznoi. Belibay over here in our sugya doesn't mean hear her believe. It means that you are Lo Yishmi La Aznav. Maybe it has a din of her. It has a din of Belibay Kiilu because you weren't Mashmia. But that's the nidan over here is that you're saying it out. If that's the case that you're saying it, you're just not being Mashmi La Aznav. So what's the chesaron? You said the words. Why should you have to hear what you have to what you say? And the Chora, the Pashta says that you don't have to hear. Kach mikublani, that was Makobel from Vareinu Verabenu Shlita or Basher. That any time the Gemara asks my time at the Rabbi Yosi, whenever the Gemara asks my time, so if the Gemara is asking my, we have Machlekes. The Gemara asks on one side, not the other side. So you know which is the Pashta. The Gemara asks my time at the Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara didn't ask my time at the Rabbi Yehuda that you're Yotze. If lo yesh milaznav, but it says that the Pashta is that even lo yesh milaznav you're Yotze. And the shaila is why shouldn't we say the hainu kol kama that we're handling a dibur, you're saying it. What's the mokin bechlal to be goyzim the rabbanon that you should be mashmila aznav? What's the reason that, and even if you hold that there's a drasher by shema by derais, that's because it says shema. But why should I learn that from shema? Why should be goyzim the rabbanon by the sharmitzes? What's the chesaron bechlal when it gets to the dibur which is not mashmila aznav? That's one R. And the second R is what does it mean lo yashmila aznav? Does lo yesh milaznav mean that you didn't hear what you said? Or lo yesh milaznav mean that you couldn't hear what you said? In other words, is it the vart that you didn't talk loud enough to hear? Or is even if you talked loud enough to hear, but they're digging behind Beis Yishaya, mamele you're not able to hear what you're saying? What does it mean? Does it mean, ki yodua, we have the famous Sifsei Chachamim in Parshas Ve'ero, that the Sifsei Chachamim says Ve'ero, that Moshe Rabbeinu said Vayitzak, Yitzak Moshe LaHashem al Dvar Tzvardim. Why does it say Lashon of Tzoko? It's the only Makkah that it says Lashon of Tzoko. So it says because the person has to be Mashmila Aznav Mashu Medaber. And Mamela, since the Tzvardim were croaking so loud, he had to scream. L'chur, he understood that the din of Hashma Aznav means that you actually have to hear what you're saying. So Shal is Farvas. L'chur, Kokama, that you said it loud enough. Maybe Taka or not. What does it mean that a person has to be Mashmila Aznav? It has to be that he's speaking loud enough that he could hear? Or does it mean that he actually does have to hear? What's the nekuda of Hashma Zayzen? So I saw in the Mereshes Moshe, he had a chakira, which is lechur mevur and achrenim, but he tells it avek. He says, what's the inyan of Hashma Zayzen? This inyan to be mashmila aznai, what's the reason why a person has to be mashmila aznai? What's the mile of Hashma Zayzen? Is the reason because without the Hashma Zayzen, it's a chesaron in the dibur. The dibur is not a dibur if you're not mashmila aznai, or it's not a chesaron in the dibur. It's another din. It's a din that l'mashal al derech that a person has to be a kavana. There's a din we saw. Let's say l'mashal when it gets a mitzvah shiras kavana. That there's two types of kavana. The Mishnah Berurah says there's kavana that you're now being goyitzei mitzvah midaraisa. That's the machlekes mitzvah shiras kavana, mitzvah zenas shiras kavana, pasuk mitzvah shiras kavana. There's another type of kavana, you're being mechavim for the inyan of the mitzvah. That we saw the Bach says, by lulav, by tefillin, by tzitzis, it's makiv. By shema, the first pasuk, it's makiv. That's not the kavana that you're being goyitzei mitzvah. That you have to have by all mitzvahs. By shema, in addition, you have to have another kavana, the inyan of the mitzvah. Kabbalah zavach shemayim, be mechavim for that. That din is only a din lechatchilo. But the evidence is not makiv. Except in shema, the first pasuk of shema, maybe by these three. But the rest of the mitzvahs is not makiv. So that means that there's another din, there's a din to be mechavim what you're doing. But that din is not ma'akif. Is that din of it's not a chesaron in the mitzvah itself. It's a hider in the mitzvah. And if you don't do it, you don't have the hider. So we could say the same thing over here. That which is lo yashmila aznav, it's not a chesaron in the dibur that the dibur is not a dibur. The reason why you're mashmila aznav, it's a maila in the havana, it's a maila in the kavana, it's a maila, it's an additional maila. But in Echanam, it's not a chesaron in the etzim dibur b'chla. There's a din that the dibur should have in addition to the dibur. There should be kavana. There should be mashmila aznai. There should be the kavana. The dibur is a dibur even without being mashmila aznai. But there's a milo. There's a din that he maybe in shema, maybe by shar mitzvah.
Is it my yotza?
So, I don't mean a hider that it's a hider mitzvah like a mahajbin and a hajbin. You're right. If it would be just a hider mitzvah, nechanami lechari wouldn't be ma'akav according to Rabbi Yossi. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda holds it's only din lechatchila, maybe that holds that it's a hider. It's a drush from the pasuk according to Rabbi Yossi. But the nekuda is that it's not a chiluk of the etzem mitzvah. It's not that the chesaron is a chesaron in the dibur itself. It's a din and noisif the same way that a hider is a din noisif to the etzem mitzvah. So to over here, there's a dibur. In addition to the dibur also has to be that you're mashmila oznoi. We'll see what the nafkamina will be. So lechura, the truth is that lechura is machlokes rishonim. The Gemara said over here, my time at Rabbi Yossi, mishum dechsiv shma. Hashma leoznocho mashatamuit mipicho. V'tana kama sover. What does the Tana kama hold? That he holds that you're yet to afilu b'di'evin. You're yet to be the evin. Sover shma b'choloshin hato shemeya. In any loshin that you're shemeya, he doesn't dash in shma for hashma leoznocho. He dashes it for you allowed to say shma in every single loshin that you want. Any loshin you want. Rabbi Yossi. How does Rabbi Yossi know that then, that you're allowed to say shma in b'chol loshin? Tarti shma mino. You learn out two things from there. What does it mean you learn two things in there? Rashi says, Tarti Shema Amino, Ki Dorashto Nami Shema B'Cholosh Shato Shemeya, Shema Amino Nami, the Torah, Lashmi Loznai. When you make the first drasha, when you make Rabbi Yehuda's drasha, No Niach like Rabbi Yehuda. No Niach, Amoyed it to Rabbi Yehuda that we darshin B'Cholosh Shato Shemeya. But when you make that drasha B'Cholosh Shato Shemeya, Memel, you also hear that you have to be Mashmi Loznai. The Shaila is why. In fact, the Rashba, where do you see, just because you're allowed to be say b'chol lashon, they have to mesh milaznai. Maybe you'll say it in French very quietly. What is it? How is it connected b'chol? Who tells you just because you have to be mesh milaznai, you're allowed to say b'chol lashon, they have to be mesh milaznai? Where do you see b'chol? L'chor pshat in Rashi is that what does it mean b'chol lashon to shimea? If I was making the drasha, I would have said b'chol lashon to medaber. What do you mean b'chol lashon to shimea? Shema b'chol lashon to shimea. B'chol lashon to medaber. But even if you don't hear, if you can speak a different language, that's also fine. Why? What's the din b'chlal that it's the b'chol lashon to shemeya? So it could be shemeya is a lashon of havana. It's not a lashon of dibur. But the pashtus is that the shema is a lashon of shmi over here. From the fact that we're darshaning the din of lashon from a din of shmiya shows that when we say b'chol lashon to shemeya, from the fact that the Torah was mechadesh to me the din lashon in a din shmiya, that tells you memela that you have to be shemeya. If it was just telling me the way that I have to say it, then where does it say the lashon of dibur, lashon of amira? Why is it telling me the lashon of shemeya? It's like v'lech techa baderech, right? V'lech techa baderech. We see that oisik b'mitzvah patam in the mitzvah. The Gemara says v'lav memeila shamas minei. Obviously, we see though. But if you're allowed to read it baderech, it says v'lech techa baderech. You're allowed to kriyishma. It's also baderech. So to amir, you're telling me v'chol lashon shato shemeya. You're allowed to say shema in any lashon that you hear. That means that you have to be able to hear it. Because why else is Gemara dashing from lashon of shmiya? L'choro, Ludim et Safina, that would be Pshat and Rashi. We could darshan from something else. V'dibarta bom. You need a dibur. I don't know. Why do we darshan from the lesson of Shemeya? Fakirat, I would say v'dibarta bom. Ludim et Safina, I mean, I would say that was the Joshua. V'dibarta bom. How do we know b'chal you need a dibur? It says v'dibarta bom. You should say it. You should speak it out. Why are we darshan from the lesson of Shema b'chal? The Ritva, on the other hand, he learns fakert. He takes the two drushes and he says it the opposite way. Rashi said, if you darshin b'chol lashon shato shemeya, memeila you hear, you know also tzarech lashmiel aznai. The Ritva says fakert. If you know that you have to be mashmiel aznai, why do you have to be mashmiel aznai? Because you're supposed to understand it. If you don't understand it, so then what's the meaning to be mashmiel aznai? So if that's the case, then memeila you hear that you're allowed to say it in any lashon. Because if the whole reason that you're supposed to be Mashmila Aznai is that you can understand it. The Torah tells me you have to be Mashmila Aznai. That means the Torah wants you to understand it. The Torah wants you to understand that it doesn't help you to speak it in French. It must be that you can say it in any Lashon that you understand. Because if not, then what's it going to help to be Mashmila Aznai? Dainu, which is the first Drasha? The first Drasha is the Drasha of Yehuda, the first Drasha is the Drasha of Yasi. The truth is, I would have thought that maybe that's the reason why Rashi didn't learn like the Ritva, is because Mechatesi. The Ritva says, if I darsh in the second drasha of Rabbi Yossi, then I also know the first drasha of Rabbi Yehuda. Who told you to darsh in the drasha of Rabbi Yossi? Only darsh in the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says, even if I darsh like Rabbi Yehuda, I'm also going to know my drasha. Who told you that it worked the other way around? Who told you that if I darsh in the drasha of Rabbi Yossi, that Then I can hear the second one also. Who told you b'chol to darshan that pasuk? Can you? Who told you to darshan that way? As a matter of fact, look at the writ at the beginning of the parak. He says if you have a choice to darshan from Shema, Hashma la oznecha, or b'chalashim tashimea, he says take b'chalashim tashimea. See you soon, Mr. Tavin. That's what the Ritzel says at the beginning of the parak. Kinnir is just being masber that Rabbi Yossi, it's not Shur and Rabbi Yossi. Where does he know the second halacha? Because he could also learn it out from the second pasuk. But be'etzem, me'echa teisi in the first place, that he should darshan that Joshua of Shema. Where should he darshan? That's where Rashi learned the other way around. Avraham Bia, what do we see from the Ritva? We see from the Ritva that the Ritva understood that the din of Shmias Oizin is a din of Havana. He said, if the Torah is telling you, Hashma la'azra ma'ashatam reitim ipicha, then you're obviously supposed to understand. If you can't understand the Lashon, so then what's the Torah telling you to be Mashmi la'aznoi? Kinira that the Ritva understood that the din of Shmi is a din of Havana. It's a din to understand what you're trying to say. There's a special din, it helps to be ma'ur the Kavana, it helps to be ma'ur the Havana when you hear what you're saying. And in the Torah, is it a din l'chatchila, is it a din b'di'evet? That's machlokes in Reis and Yehuda. But the Torah is telling you that the Shema, the same way that we know it's ma'akev the Kavana, it's ma'akev to be Shemeya, to be mashmiya la'ozna, according to B.A.C., mashu to shemeya. Because the hashmas oizen is to, that it should, shikrich harayin, it should go in tif, you should be able to understand what you're saying when you say shema, that you should, it should be a havana. And that havana is only if, pecholashas ha-shemeya. That's kinira how the Ritva understood. The Rajba, he learns differently than Rashi and the Ritva. He learns like Rashi, he has a little bit of a different girsa. He says, Memela Shema Amino. But he learns like Rashi that if you darshan the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda of Becholosha Shatosh Emea, then Memela you hear also the second din, they have to be Meshmela Oznai. How is that? Says the Rashba as follows. The Eloi, if there's no din to be Meshmela Oznai, Lomali Dizr Chachman Le Mishri Kol Lashon Shemea. Why does the Torah have to tell me that I'm allowed to say it in any Lashon? Pshita, shreim ene tzarech lashmila oznoi, afilo behir is a halev, ba'amas shari, or behir halev l'shayach lashon. Says the Rashba, if you don't have to be mashmila oznoi, then memela, if you don't have to be mashmila oznoi, then memela, you're allowed to say it in any lashon. Why is that? In other words, if the Torah is telling me that I'm allowed to say it in any lashon, it has to be that I have to be mashmila oznoi. Why is that? Because if you didn't have to be Mashmila Oznoi, then it's not Shaykh any Lashon. What does it mean any Lashon? He says, if you don't have to be Mashmila Oznoi, his Lashon is, Afilu Behirur Halev Ba'al Mashari. Even with Hirur alone, it's enough. You don't have to be Mashmila Oznoi. U Behirur Halev Loi Shaykh Lashon. And when a person's being Mahar, it's not Shaykh Lashon. So if the Torah is telling me that you're allowed to say it in any Lashon, it has to be that you can't say it, Behirur Halev. Because in Hirur Halev, it's not Shaykh Lashon. It must be that you have to be Mashmila Oznoi. Azel and the Rashba. If you're telling me, no, come on, it's a little bit misubach. Says the Rashba, if you're telling me that b'chol loshen shato shemeya, you're allowed to say it in any loshen that you want. Behechrich, it means that you have to be mashmila oznoi. Because if you don't have to be mashmila oznoi, then you could even say it behir. And behir is not shaykh hashinu loshen. And the Torah tell me I could say it in any loshen. So it must be that it's not shaykh, that you're not yet to behir. Because in here it's not shaykh chilukei lashonis. It must be that I have to be mashmila oznoi. L'chor, there's two chidushim in this Rashba. First of all, he understood that hashma salev, that mashmila oznoi, it's either all or nothing. If you're not mashmila oznoi, according to Rabbi Yossi, it holds that you're not mashmila oznoi, you're yoytze. That means even if you're mahar believe. L'chor, the mashmois is, even if you're mahar believoi, you're yoytze. The second chidush is, he says that when you're being mahar believe, it's not shaykh lashon. And the shayla is harvas. What does he mean? Pashat taych verta of the Rashba. What does he mean? When you be mahar in your lev, it's not shayach haloshen. You don't think in English. Any person you want to say Shema, how are you going to say Shema? Shema is all in your mind. You say the words of Shema. Of course you say Shema. You say the words of Shema. What does it mean? You can't either think in your mind, "Hear, O Israel," or you think Shema Yisrael. What does it mean that in hear O lev, it's not shayach haloshen? Pashat taych verta. Let's say Frekta Shagasari in the end of Siman Zayin, besides other riots that he brings that it is Shaykh, it's a Pasha. What does it mean? The question is, Devadai. Devadai Behir Nami Shaykh Loshin Imtarach Lahar Beloshin Akredesh Dafko Imahar Behol Loshin Sagi. Vein Svar Lachalik Behir Ladibr Lini Zeklal. Let's say Frekta Shagasari. He says, where is the Makan Mimichalik? I don't understand. If it's Behir Alev, then it's not Shaykh Loshin. Of course it's Shaykh Loshin. What does it mean? Pasha Taich Verita. What does he mean? Says the Chazon Ish in Siman Yud Daled, or it's Aleph and Beis. Says the Chazon Ish, he's Masbir the Rashbo, and he says as follows. He says that Rabbi Yisi holds Misvaro, not as a Drasha Sakro. Misvaro Rabbi Yisi holds that any time that you need a Dibur, if you're not Mashmila Oznoi, then it's not considered a Dibur. She'ikr ha-dibur hu ha-shmois kol lezulasei. What is dibur? Dibur is speaking to someone else. Ha-shmois kol. You can't speak to somebody else if you're not being mashmiya kol. The ikr is that you're being mashmiya kol. That's what a dibur is. Kol kama, that it's, you're not being mashmiya, enoi mashmiya la-oznoi, that's not considered a dibur b'chlal. So mainly misvara already Rabbi Yossi knows, walking into the sugya, Rabbi Yossi already knew that to be considered a dibur, it has to be that you're listening, you're able to hear what you said. Ubichashai in Latura's Dibur, a Latura is here. And if you're speaking Bichashai, then it has a din of hearer. That means that even if you're saying the words, but you're not being Mashmila Oznoi, it has a din of hearer. So Lam Dafka doesn't mean that you're actually being Mahar Belev. Any time that you're not being Mashmia a curl, you're not able to be Mashmia La Oznoi, what he says, that has a din of hearer, it doesn't have a din of Dibur. Dibur means you're able to be Mashmia call to somebody else. If you're not being Mashmiya Kol, then it doesn't have any Dibur. It has the notarious hearer. If you put my hand in front of my mouth, I feel the air that's coming out. What are you telling me I'm being Mahar? I'm Mamash feel it. Does it put the feather there and you see it moving? The answer is that Zikr, the words are coming out, but it has a Teres hearer. When the Rashba says it has a Din hearer, it means if you don't need a Mashmiya La Oznoi, then hearer Belev is enough. Hearer Belev means Teres hearer. Anything less than being Mashmiya La Oznoi has a Din of Teres hearer. Memela, any time that you need a dibur, any time that you need a lashon, it has to be that you have to be mashmila oznai. Because without that, then it's not considered a dibur, it's not considered a lashon. Memela says the Rashba as follows. The Rashba's gear says, Memela shmas mino, tarti shmas mino. If you darshan like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Torah is telling me that you're allowed to say b'chol lashon, from the fact that the Torah is telling you that it has to be b'chol lashon, that it's shayach lashon, then it has to be memela you hear, that you have to be Mashmila Oznoi. Because it's not Shaykh, the Indian of Lashon. What does it mean it's not Shaykh Lashon? Of course it is. Even the Rashba's maskim that you could think in different languages. That wasn't a question according to the Rashba. The Shaila is, if the Torah is telling you that you need a Lashon, then it has to be that you're able, that you're being Mashmila Oznoi. Because Lashon, Dibur, Amiro, all these things mean that you're speaking. You're speaking out. That's what an Amir is. When you're talking to somebody, Lamer means to say over. Dibur is to say over. It's that somebody should be able to hear what you're saying. Memela kol kama that the Torah is masrich aloshein, then it has to be that there's a din that you have to be mashmila oznai. Because if you're not mashmila oznai, then it's for all intents and purposes it's a hearer. It's a hearer that it doesn't pass lashin. Lashin means it's a language. A language means that you're speaking it out. It means it's a second dibur. Kum tais lachura according to the Rashba. Then in Echnami, it's a din in the Dibur. That which you have to be Mashmila Oznoi, it's not a nitrace of din in Havana. It's pashat the din of Dibur, any time that the Torah tells you, Vidibarta Bom, the Torah tells you, Hashma Lazna Chalashatamash, the Torah tells you, Shema B'chalashatashimea, any time that you darsh, you need a Dibur, that you need a Lashin, that's always going to be, you need to be Mashmila Oznoi. It's a din in the Dibur. Without a Dibur, without a Hashma Oizen, it's a Hisnishkin Dibur. So Kumtais is a machlaikis between the Ritva and the Rashba. As to what the reason is why a person has to be Mashmila Oznoi, we ask Bechlal, where is the Mokayim for Rabbi Yossi to be Geizer, for Yehuda to be Geizer, Midrabanan, by Shar Mitzvot, to be Mashmila Oznoi? What's the Indian Bechlal to be Mashmila Oznoi? The Chor is two times, it's Machlaikas Lechor, between the Rashba and the Ritva. Is it a din in the Dibur? The Hainu, a Dibur, a Richtig Dibur, is only a Dibur that is said out loud that somebody else could hear. That's a Lashon, that is a Dibur. And Mirila Chathilo, there were Geizer everywhere that it has a din of. You said the words like we asked, you're not being Mahar Belev, you're right. But a Dibur means that somebody else could hear it. It's out loud, somebody else could hear it. If it's not out loud, then it's not a Richtig Dibur. Lechatchila, there were goyim everywhere else. That's what the Rashba holds. The Ritva holds that, no, it's a Din and Havana. The Dibur is a Richtig Dibur even without the Hashma Oizen. But there's an Indian to be Mashmila Oznoi that you should be able to understand it better. That it should, that you should be able to integrate it, to inculcate it, to really understand what you're saying. That's only if there's Hashmas Oizen. And Meili says it has to be in a Lashon that you understand. Because what does it help to hear what you're saying if you don't understand what you're saying? It's only when you say it out loud and then you can hear. It's like when a person, the truth is it is that way. When a person wants to work out a Svara in the Gemara, to speak it out. When you speak it out, then you see, is the takhil, did I say a richtig of harder or not? Sometimes when you're thinking it, you don't have the clarity as when you're speaking it out. When you speak it out, that's the, as they say, a chasarin in Hezbir, the chasarin havana, but it's to be mazber, to give it over, to be able to say it over and hear what you're saying, and really understand what you're saying. That's only when you speak it out. It's a maila in the din of it's a maila in the dibur, and maila it's a maila in the havana. When you're mashmila aznai, maila that's why the chatchila the regards are everywhere to be mashmila aznai.
According to the Rashi, would that be yaitzit the diavet just from thinking?
According to the Rashi, would be yaitzit.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, would that be yaitzit the diavet just from thinking? Meaning once not.
If you look at the Rashba inside, the Rashba is mitzadid, he has a suffix. The way the Chazanish understands the Rashba is mistapik in that itself. Is it that he holds that in a chanami, even by her, it's shayach? Or he holds that the nidan of the sugi is takanat, it's shayach halashin, even when it's bechashai, but in a chanami you have to say it. Good nekuda. L'chorah the nafkamino, there's a nafkamino lehalacha. Between the two tzurim, in a case where you can't hear, you say it out loud, the case of the Siftei Chachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu was screaming, but not able to hear himself because of the croaking of the frogs. When a person is talking, but there's drilling going on, so you're not able to hear? What's the din in such a case? L'chura, according to the, if it's a chisorin and dibur, that if it's not hashma, it's called a chisorin and dibur, then l'chura, the pashtas is that even if you can't hear it, but l'maisa, if you're saying it out loud, then it's not a chisorin and dibur. There's no din that you bet l'chur. There's no din that you bet may have to hear it. It has to be a dibur is only when there's hashma's kol. Kokama that you can't hear it for a zaitiga reason because the side reason that there's somebody jackhammering. That's not going to be chasarin in the dibur. Mashainkin if the din is a din in havana. When you hear it, then you understand it better. Then you have a clarkite. Then economic kokama that you can't hear it. So what does it help you that you're screaming? You scream as much as you want. You can scream on the top of your lungs, but if you can't hear what you're saying, then you don't have that maila. The shaila is, according to that, and with this will end, is what's pshat in the Gemara by Chirish. The Gemara is medama the din of Chirish. That's in the Chazanish himself as Mari this nekuda. The Gemara is medama the din of Chirish, and it says Chirish hamadaber ve'inu shemeya lo yitrei v'imtarim shumasei truma. The Gemara wants a zetzarein. That's going according to Reb Yehuda. The Gemara is trying to figure out who is that going, which. First the Gemara thought it was Rabbi Yossi, then at the Maskan the Gemara thought it was Rabbi Yehuda. The Shaila is, if the din of Hashmas Oizen is like we're saying, like the Rashba says, just for the sake of making shafting it into a Dibur, then by a Chirish, he's able to speak, and he's just not able to hear. What's a Chasarin in a Dibur? That's Lachur, like the case we just said beforehand, where a person is talking, and there's a outside noise which is preventing him from hearing. A Chirish is the same thing. He's Medaber Veinu Shemea, L'chura. He's Medaber, he could talk perfectly. He lost his hearing at some point. So he's a totally Pikech. He's a Pikech that he's able to speak perfectly. Just he lost his hearing at some point. Where is the Chisaron Bechlal? It says that Lo Yitrim L'chatchila, in Tarim Shumasei Truma, why isn't allowed to be Tarim L'chatchila? He's able to make a bracha. He can't hear it. It's no different than somebody else making a bracha, and there's a lot of banging going on behind Beis Yishayim. What is the L'chura no Chisaron? According to the Ritva, I understand why. According to the Ritva, the Chisaron of Leyesh Mila Oznai is that you don't have a Havana. L'chatchila, don't make such a bracha. But according to the Rashba, that it's the Chisaron in the Dibur, here there is no Chisaron in the Dibur, L'chura. He's able to speak, just he can't hear it. L'chura, Ula, you could say, I saw Derech this in the Mereshes Mereshe, I would connect it a little differently, but he's basically the same inside that the Chazanish gives two Mahalchim to answer this Shaila. Both of them he's not so happy with at the end of the day. But maybe you can kinesh that even if you hold that when you're talking and you can't hear that there's no Chisaron in the Dibur because the mice you had a Dibur, but somebody that's Mufka from being able to hear, then there's a Chisaron in his Dibur. The Hainu, when the Chazanish said, I'm going to take his word, maybe he wasn't masking to me because he didn't say this, but to take the mice of what the Chazanish said, Chazanish says, his Lashon is, Ikur HaDibur HaShmas Kol Izulasim. Ikur HaDibur is to be able, that somebody should be able to hear what you're saying. That's the Mahus of what Dibur is. The Mahus of Dibur is that it's something which could be heard. Now, let's say you don't have somebody else there. So then, it's a Dibur because you could hear what you're saying. But if you can't, if it's only a Dibur because there's somebody else there, then in Echanami that's a concern in the Dibur. If the only way that it could be a Dibur for you is because there's somebody else there, the Chirish himself, he can never hear what he's saying. It's only if there's somebody else there, then it's a Dibur for him. That's a concern in Dibur. Because if there's no one else there, then he doesn't have it in Dibur. In Echanami, a Dibur has to be intrinsically a Dibur. It has to be a Dibur which has the Echoilis to be heard, regardless of whether or not there's somebody there. Kokama, that he doesn't have the Echoilis to hear what he's saying, then that's a concern in his Dibur itself. That's a concern, the maybe it's different, you could clear. Maybe it's different than a case where a person just can't hear himself because there's a Zaitiga, a noise on the side which is preventing it. That means Be'etim is able to hear it. You couldn't be Madama then. But Be'etim is able to hear it. There's no chasarin Be'etim in he himself. Mashenkin and Echirish, they're the only way that it's going to be a Dibur if there's somebody else there, then in Echanami that's a chasarin that's not considered a Dibur. Even though the Dibur is only the Hashmos Oizen is only to turn it into a curl, but if you're, it's, I don't know if you could say Kol Aroy Lebile Yabile Makavis, but it's Kokama that you're, I wouldn't go that far, but Kokama that the Chirish doesn't have the Echoilis Bechlal to hear what he's saying, then in Echanami, Klapi himself, it's a Chesaron that he's not able to be turned Lechatchila. Kum Tois, we asked at the beginning, where is the Mokim Bechlal for Rabbi Yesi to be, Rabbi Yehuda to be Goizer by Shar Mitzvahs, that you need Hashmos Kol, Lechari doesn't have Mekar Bechlal. The Gemara even was mitzader by Shema without darshaning Shema b'chura that there's a din to be mashmil oznai. Where does it come from? Machlal. What's the inin of Hashmos oizen? And if we were saying the chorus of machlokes rishonim, the inin of Hashmos oizen l'fi the Rashba is because it shafts it into a dibur. It's a din in the dibur that without hearing what you're saying, it's not considered a dibur. According to Ritva, it's ma'ila the havana. It's a din in the havana that the havana is better. Maybe the nafkamina is in a case where there's a dibur that you're not able to hear for the zaitgim reason. L'fi the Ritva, it's still not going to work. And according to the Rashba, in a chanami, it'll work.